This was it.
Yeah.
Of course you know this.
I ain't never.
He said we ain't gonna talk about Juice WRLD. What the fuck would I not talk about Juice WRLD, bro? Hey, rest in peace, big homie, bro. He was very talented musician from Chicago, so we definitely have to show a little love. Fuck you, talk. Truth teller, bitch.
Okay,
the fuck you talking about?
You're right.
It's Big JJ up in the house.
It's JJ and this bitch, man. We got a special guest, y'all. We got two guests. We got Marissa in here. We got my other big homie in this bitch. You can announce yourself, cuz.
Marquitas.
We in this bitch.
Marissa? You gotta say it again, bro, because remember, he got one of them names.
Oh, yeah, you gotta say it again so they can hear your name.
Marquitas.
Hey, y'all go. We got bro in this bitch. Marissa?
Yo.
Yeah, Marissa in this bitch. All right, y'all, so...
Juice WRLD.
Big JJ want to talk about recent events.
What the fuck? Ashtray. Of course. What the fuck? That's what.
Give me the ashtray.
Yeah. Recent events, y'all, bro. We done lost one of our Chicago rappers, young rappers, Juice WRLD. So I do want to show love to that guy. Ooh,
I
like his music, cool. And this shit was popping. Okay. Today. Like I really expected a little bit more out of him.
Can we speak on something? Since we're gonna talk about Juice WRLD.
Oh, what you got about Juice WRLD?
No, don't get me wrong. Oh, I like Juice WRLD.
Right.
I did like Juice WRLD. Not at all. Not a hater at all. Mm-hmm. But what really pisses me off,
it's all coming
people are calling this nigga a legend, bro. Like, I'm sorry,
bro. He got his own sound, bro.
No, bro. He's not a fucking legend, bro.
He got his own
sound. He's not a legend, bro.
I mean, I'm not saying he ain't
not a legend, but he did make good music.
That doesn't mean shit. We're not talking about that. What I said was...
You think Mac Miller's a legend?
No! No!
He said he made good music, too.
We're not talking about people making good music. I said,
okay,
I don't
so
like...
Okay, so you gotta
What's a legend?
A legend is somebody who actually fucking made an impact and did something. You changed something.
Like who?
That's a legend.
You think Lucid Dreams didn't change somebody's life, save they shit?
No, you know how many people talk about being fucking high with a bitch? Like, what? You know how many songs I could pull up about niggas getting high with a bitch? Or niggas getting dumped and feeling like shit, so you do drugs? What? Come on, bro. Like I said, don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna take no credit from Juice WRLD, bro. I fuck with his music. You know what I'm saying? I liked his music a lot. I really did listen to Juice WRLD. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like people just throw titles out there, bro. You like, how can you be a legend in 2 years, bro? The nigga came out in 2017. How are you a legend? What record did you break?
Nipsey
what
was,
did you do?
Nipsey Hussle was a legend.
No, he was not. He was Nipsey Hussle. Okay. Look.
Y'all should see the list.
Okay, look. Check me out.
Damn.
Nipsey Hussle was a street legend. He was a street legend. That was a nigga in the...
That shit still got legendary.
But we talking about music.
Is John Legend a legend?
We talking about music.
Is John Legend a legend?
No. Trash.
He John Legend.
Trash.
Right? Street legend.
We talking about
nigga. They legend.
We talking about music, bro. Music.
Kanye West a legend.
Kanye West is a legend, bro.
And Nipsey Hussle ain't a legend.
No. What did Nipsey Hussle do in the rap game, bro?
What did he do?
What did he change? Name two Nipsey Hussle albums, bro. Tell me two albums, bro. Two.
Look.
Two.
Look. Before you get too excited, man. I'm saying him as a person, he's a legend. Kanye West as a person is a legend.
I mean, I guess. But we were talking about music. I'm just speaking on the music term.
I hope so.
Nipsey Hussle wasn't no fucking music legend. Nothing. Motherfuckers can't name 5 Nipsey Hussle songs on top of your head right now. You can't name 3 on the top of your head right now. 3 Nipsey Hussle songs. Can you?
I could if I thought about it.
Fuck thinking about it. I said off the head.
off the top of the head.
Hell no. That's not a legend. Think somebody that's a legend. You said Kanye West. 3 songs. Kanye West right now.
Oh man, come on now.
Just 3 songs?
Jesus Walks, Through the Wire, shit, Graduation.
3 songs right there off the top of your head. You can't even name 3 Nipsey songs. Somebody here a fucking legend. No, he's not.
Blue Laces 2. Hey, Hustle.
No, bro.
Motivating Hustle.
I guess.
Yeah.
But you had to think about that. That took you fucking 5 minutes.
No, I was
about.
Just coughing. Yeah.
But you was thinking
it's
at the same time.
Fucking wood. You
but I don't know, man. Like I said, I like Juice.
Juice was decent.
R.I.P. Juice.
Showing my life. Showing the love.
You know what I'm saying? He would have been a legend.
Yeah.
If he did not fucking die. If he would have kept doing what he was doing and took life slow at a time and didn't fucking overdose.
Took, We don't know if it's an overdose yet.
Yeah, overdose, but... Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You don't like juice?
I don't even know. Listen to him.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn. Okay.
No songs? You don't know Lucid Dreams?
I heard this shit on the radio. I ain't never really paid attention
to it. I don't
even
know.
Damn, babe. What you think about the Juice World?
That's funny.
What you think about the Juice?
I fuck with the Juice World. It was sad to hear that he checked out.
All right. Did you hear the situation, though?
He fucking... What they said...
There's more release information.
The pilot called the police on them and said somebody had a gun on them, and he did not feel safe flying a plane with a gun on them.
But I feel like the DEA was there too.
Yeah,
like,
because they called them.
So they called the DEA for a gun.
Cause nigga, flying with a gun is like,
nigga, that's ATF. Bitch.
That's worse than murder. like that's like worse than getting caught. On murder, bro. That shit is horrible. So they motherfuckers.
So
like,
you can't fly with a gun if you going from one legal recreational gun state to the next.
Hell no.
But
that's one of the most serious federal charges out there.
Somebody on the plane had a gun, but he also had 70 pounds on the plane.
But didn't nobody know that.
On top of right, but he did.
Right,
so,
of course
but,
he knew.
Right,
that.
But you have these purse on you. You got 70 pounds in a plane.
He can add everything.
Why just
everything.
Take the purse? Either way, you was
well,
still
going.
But nah, you didn't
he
let me,
had,
you didn't let me finish telling you, though.
He took all the perks that he had.
You didn't let me finish telling
he
you,
took
though.
The
he
perks?
Took all
yeah,
the perks.
He popped 7 perks.
But you still got 70 pounds
oh,
on
yeah.
your plane
but look,
that they're still going to find.
But check this out.
So.
They're not, though.
Okay.
I mean, like,
you don't
he
think they searched the plane?
I mean, I'm not saying they would have found that. He got called. The police got called on him for them having guns. All the guns were registered. So they didn't get in trouble at all because their guns were registered. They just took their fucking guns. So you can't be on the plane with it. But his homie's petty as fuck for letting him pop all 7 of them fucking Percocets. His homie's broke as hell.
You think he was going to live through that shit?
Fuck being locked up. If it's fucking 5 of us on the plane and I got 7 pills, we finna start popping these bitches. It's all of us. I'm gonna be like, look, bro. What the fuck? Y'all wouldn't be on this plane without me.
Hey. For,
like,
for the record, this nigga just toast me with a shot.
And did take it.
What a bitch. Anyway, moving past this. Better late than never is the topic. Our nigga Trump.
Better late than never?
He's got allegations in the impeachment hearings.
Been having allegations since fucking 1995.
Oh, that nigga been doing some shady shit. Yeah, but I'm just saying, bro, like, better late than never. It's just the principle of the fact. We didn't let this nigga get away with a whole term of being a goddamn president.
Yeah, we did. Because he's finna get reelected, bro.
After impeachment hearings,
like
it's just dead, bro.
I feel like the people that voted for him realizes that they fucked up. So when they go to vote again, they're not going
to
reelect.
You ain't been paying attention to the news. Have y'all been hearing what these fucking white people are talking about? Tomorrow, if he gets kicked out of office.
When white people talk, I kind of just say,
That's what they want you to do. And they finna fucking turn up. These white people aren't talking about... If he gets impeached, it's going to be Civil War 2. You know what Civil War was? When we got our rights?
He said Civil War 2.
They said Civil War 2 is going to come if he gets impeached, bro. So everybody can be, he's going to get impeached. We're going to go to war with each other. We're going to go to war with each other, bro. That ain't, like, man.
Civil War 2.
I'm
ain't
Gucci,
that,
bro.
Ain't that Avengers?
I'm Gucci. No. Look at this dude.
Yeah, no.
I'm not fucking with it, bro. They talking about Civil War. That white nigga
I
said.
I feel like either way, we're fucked. If he gets reelected, we're fucked.
But
in your opinion,
if he
doesn't, we're fucked.
How?
In your opinion,
Who the other candidates you know of?
How do we declare war within our within the nation?
They wouldn't. They wouldn't declare it. It wouldn't be declared war.
But you said Civil War too.
That's what they
the
said. That's what they were saying. It wouldn't be no civil war because we're not fighting for
like?
All shit. It'll be martial law. That's all it'll be.
What does that look like for the average person?
Horrible. We're dead.
We ain't dead,
nigga.
We're
trapped in our
himself.
House.
It's like
curfew.
It's like martial law. It wouldn't be no fucking curfew. If this shit was to happen and this nigga get impeached and some shit like this really do happen where we spark a war in between ourselves, ain't gonna be no fucking curfew. You gonna really see the motherfuckers that voted for this nigga to about make America great. When the fuck has America ever been a great country? Ever. Ever. When? In the fucking 30s? In the 40s? 20s. When the white people was in charge? Not the 20s. Yeah, no, that's when the stock market crashed. It wasn't then.
No, the war in 20s.
30s, bro.
Yeah, when was the depression, bitch?
In the 20s?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
In
the 40s, bitch. The depression? The Great Depression? Fuck out of here.
Look it up. No. Fact check! Hey, live.
Look it up.
Let's see. Oh, shit. Oh, man. What else was you trying to talk about?
That's when the stock market crashed.
What else was you trying to talk about? You said some shit. 1930s.
Right after the stock market.
Yeah.
You said the 40s.
Yeah, I know.
That's really fucking Hitler.
That's still depressing.
That's Hitler.
That's Hitler. Damn.
Is
that's,
it really?
Yes. Damn, that's when we went over.
Yes. That's World War II, the fucking 40s. 44, 45.
When was Vietnam?
But yeah, it'll be.
You know when Vietnam was?
Vietnam?
Yeah, when was that?
That was in the 50s. Nah, it was, yeah, 50s or the 60s.
It was always
that was the 60s. I think, like 62, I think. 63, if I'm not mistaken.
What the fuck is, what is it, China or Hong Kong is supposed to
North Korea, South Korea.
One of them.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm kind of nervous.
Christmas?
Yes.
That's North Korea.
I think it is. Kim Jong? I think it is.
I don't know who the fuck.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty nervous. I'm not even gonna lie.
That nigga got me spooked.
Yeah, like, I'm not even gonna flex, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga.
What we gonna do?
Ain't nothing we can do, but I mean. Like, shit. if this is the end.
I think he for real.
I'm not gonna lie. If he is serious.
He said some Christmas gift.
If he's serious, we're finna go to war on Christmas. If he's legit, we're gonna go to war. We're gonna go.
What do you think they're gonna hit?
Honestly,
what would they hit?
Probably like New York, bro. Oh,
damn, no.
That's the stocks,
that would
bro.
Be, that's nigga,
stocks
if they at. Hit New York, Trump finna like turn he, red,
but,
orange.
And what's that gonna do?
That's and gonna he fuck gonna us. And a that's nuclear
gonna, fucking. And that's gonna fuck us. We do not want smoke with them, bro. We don't want no problems with them. They're allies with China. We do not want to fuck with China, bro. We do not want to fuck with them. We already owe them niggas trillions of dollars. We gonna go to war with one of the allies. They gonna blow our ass up. Everybody's like, America got nukes too. Yeah, we got nukes, but you gotta remember, this is the biggest fucking continent in the world. This is the biggest country in the world.
We're already skating on thin ice with China anyways.
Like China, we already owe them forever. We're in debt with China forever.
Right.
And we gonna go in debt. We gonna fucking. That's like we run into a new nigga that owe us money, and he get into it with one of us. We gonna beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? They finna, boy.
No smoke,
boy.
No smoke.
I'm nervous.
I think we're gonna be alright.
I mean, I think we're gonna be okay. I think I'm not gonna lie. I think it's a bluff, but
damn.
If it's not
Christmas,
I don't think we'll be okay. If they come over here fucking.
If they really do come, then we're fucked.
If they come for real, we're fucked.
Because they're not even really gonna come. They're gonna shoot 4 fucking missiles.
My biggest fear is that shit happening while I'm at work or something.
Yeah, like, you know everything starts shaking like, and shit. What the fuck you gonna do?
What
if you're at work? Like, what's your first instinct?
She finna go.
What if they say they wanna start in the center of the country?
I don't think they will. Ain't shit in the center.
Nah, they want to seek some fucking coast. They want to seek some shit.
Nah, they fuck seeking shit. They want to hit shit that matter. I'm saying, like, when the terrorists hit us, they hit New York, fucking stock market. They hit the World Trade Center. If any fucking country was to blow anything up, they're going for New York or fucking Washington or Chicago.
Washington.
I don't know. They fucking
want Chicago. They go, what? This fucking Sears Tower. John Hancock. Them buildings are... That's powerful shit that go on in those buildings.
I know.
They are gonna blow them bitches up. That's all they want to do is make a fucking point. That's it.
It cost them.
They can make a point hitting a missile anywhere.
I mean, yeah, but it wouldn't matter. Just think, if
it do matter, it nigga, would. That's making a point, bro. Yeah,
that ain't making no point. That's like right now, if they fucking throw a bomb over here and hit us in the middle of fucking Oklahoma and boo-foo fuck, they gonna be like, damn, Oklahoma got hit with a bomb. They gonna rebuild that shit, all right?
If somebody throw a fucking brick through your window versus motherfucker kicking your door down, what's the difference in the point being made?
The damage that's being done. That little shit can be repaired compared to the big shit.
The door can't be replaced?
I mean, I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying. That's the comparison, like, rationale.
A door's cheap. Like, okay, if you want to be technical, a window's cheaper than a door. I'll go fix a window before I go fix a door.
You can go get a door from the salvage yard.
I mean, yeah.
I can't go get a window from the salvage yard.
Yes, you can.
I
can go to Menards.
I just had a window installed the other day, bro. I can go buy a window right now.
That's like, if you're going to say that scenario, that's like somebody breaking into your house or setting it on fire. What's more damage if somebody set your shit on fire?
That's what I'm saying.
That's extreme.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. If I blow up Oklahoma, little ass.
Nigga, if they blow up Oklahoma, look, motherfucker, we just blowed up Oklahoma.
That's fine.
The next one is gonna be like your face.
Motherfuckers gonna be like, damn, what the fuck? But motherfuckers gonna be like, what the fuck's in Oklahoma? Name one thing in Oklahoma that you can think of off the top of your head in Oklahoma. Nothing.
Oklahoma.
The
nothing. That what though? What name one thing you can think about Oklahoma? They got fucking tornadoes.
Wasn't Dorothy down there?
Who?
You know, Wizard of Oz. Wasn't
that? So what? And that's in Kansas. It ain't shit in Kansas.
They connected, right?
No. Why they connected? But it wouldn't be shit. They'd be mad, but motherfuckers gonna brush that shit off.
If I go
blow up Chicago right now and blow up the Sears Tower, motherfuckers gonna be like, what the fuck? Motherfuckers just blew up the whole fucking Sears Tower. That shit's gonna be more viral than...
They need a plane to blow up the Sears Tower. And no, that's what motherfuckers does.
What? Nigga, this is 2019.
Nigga, if they press a button on a computer
and that bitch will blow up in 30 seconds and we'll be like, what the fuck just happened? They will blow that bitch up like nothing happened.
You talking about a missile?
Yes.
The radius would be way bigger than just Sears Tower, bro.
I mean,
the whole downtown, the whole South Loop.
I'm talking about Sears Tower. That's the objective. If that's what we gonna hit, that bitch is gone. Fuck whatever's there that's left. Anything else, that's just cool. That's not what they aiming for. They aiming for this big shit. Like they did in New York. They didn't give a fuck about the whole city being fucked up.
They wanted the world towers. You believe in that? You think this conspiracy there?
Yes.
What's the conspiracy?
Ain't no conspiracy. That was legit. The conspiracy is, we want to talk about conspiracies. The Pentagon. That's the conspiracy.
No, 9/11 was a conspiracy.
The whole thing.
Do you know about the Pentagon?
What?
Do you know about the Pentagon?
Huh?
Can you speak on the Pentagon? Do you know what happened?
No.
Two planes flew into the Pentagon and they have no proof of no planes at all. None.
It was one plane.
It was two.
It was two.
I think two biggest planes flew into the fucking Pentagon, and there's no proof, none, no tracks from the airplane, no residue from the plane, no videos from the plane.
So nothing. How can you say the two planes flew?
Because that's what happened. That's what happened. They just covered up saying we don't know what it was.
It sound like you work for the State Department.
That's all they saying is we don't know what it is. How the fuck you don't know this? How? I can see a plane in the sky. You can't see no plane from your window in your office at the Pentagon. Like, shit. This big-ass passenger plane is right here. That bitch is right here.
You hear this? Yeah.
Ain't no videos, nothing. No, nothing. Ain't no conspiracies on the fucking 9/11. What conspiracies? What can you say that it was planned? We know this. What other conspiracies?
No shit that was planned. God damn it, that's a fucking...
Okay, so when that shit happened, who would they blame?
The Middle East.
Okay, and was there was any retaliation or?
Nigga, we went to war.
What do you mean? That's when we went to war in 2004.
Okay, right. Okay. I feel like all that shit was just.
It was planned. It's all for revenue. All that shit is for revenue. Everything they do is for money. They blow up anything, it's gonna bring more money because people gonna be damned. The memories,
donate and shit, and all that.
It's all
shit.
Fucking revenue.
That's what I'm saying. they did that shit themselves.
No, they didn't do it. The U.S.?
I mean, they probably did. They just had a couple motherfuckers that's like, hey, take the sacrifice. Do this shit for me. You know what I'm saying? And they just had the right motherfuckers talk to those suicidal ass people that was like, fuck it. Because it's people out there you can talk to like, oh yeah, do this. And motherfuckers will be, yeah, you make a point. It's motherfuckers out there. Believe me. It's people out there you can talk to and be like, shit, do this for a better cause. That's all they're going to tell them. It's
people that love this country.
It's people that love their own country. Because they're not doing it. They're not doing it for America. They're doing it for them. They're going to make them believe you're doing this for your country. These people came and took our oil. That's what it was. They came over here. America went over here and took all this fucking oil from Iraq. And Iraq retaliated by blowing up the World Trade Centers. We retaliated by going to war with them.
That was a sequence of events that happened.
It was. That's how it happened. That's how it happened. That's exactly how it happened. In 2001 is when we first went over there and we started fucking stealing the oil in Iraq. That was in 2001. They came back, blew up the World Trade Center like 4 months later. We went to war like three and a half years later. We went to war. That's exactly how that shit happened. We still got people over there to this day from war in 2004. Doing shit.
I'm finna go watch a couple of documentaries.
Go ahead.
Come back and talk to you about
this. Go ahead. I'm trying to tell you, cuz. I love history. That's my favorite subject, history. I love history.
You look like you love history.
I do. I do.
Oh, shit.
That's my shit.
Man, I don't know.
All right, y'all.
I used to be in that shit.
That's my shit.
That shit was good. I was asleep.
Yeah, that shit. I love
it. Nigga, Christmas right around the corner. Hope y'all
fuck didn't. Christmas.
See? He the fucking Grinch.
Fuck Christmas.
He's the Grinch of everything.
He's a fucking Grinch.
I don't like holidays.
He's a Grinch. You the fucking frog. And the and all
that shit. I don't like no holidays. Marissa like, more excited for my birthday than I am. My birthday right after Christmas.
Yeah, Marissa don't even know fuck. You an excuse to turn up.
She more excited than I am.
She ready to tee up.
That's it. I don't give a fuck about my birthday.
She ready to tee up.
I don't give no fuck about my birthday. She fuck around me more fucked up than I am.
We could drink.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Come on, man. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Shit.
Well,
anyway, what were you talking about before we started?
What, the conspiracy shit?
No. No, we can take this shot.
Yeah,
let's take a shot.
Hold on, I need some more of this.
Grow up.
What the hell you got? You got Chase?
Yep. You want a chaser? You want something, bro?
No, I'm cool.
He's getting chaser.
Yeah, I'm a bitch, bro, when it comes to this liquor. I don't know what you want. I don't give a fuck.
He need to calm down, bro. We need to get him Xanax prescribed or some shit.
Ooh.
You.
I don't need no Xanax.
Don't give no fuck. Like, relax.
No Xanax. Did you see my picture I just posted on Facebook? No. I mean, on Instagram?
No, I didn't see
Gary sent me a picture last night of me passed out. And I looked at the picture.
I saw the picture.
Nigga, I looked at the picture. I'm like, Zans. You can just tell by how I'm asleep. I'm like, them fucking Zans, bro. I'm like, never again.
Man, I don't like them. I don't like none of that depressive shit.
Like, I'm just, good, bro.
Like, anything that bring you down besides, like, alcohol. Like, alcohol, like, bring you, like, halfway down. Any drugs, like, bring you down.
Boy, down. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm done, bro.
Like, yeah. That shit crazy. Niggas falling asleep out in public. And
anywhere.
Like, what the fuck?
Anywhere.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Yeah, man. Say no to Zans. You can do some drugs. Say no to Zans. Stay away from the Zans, man.
Stay away from anything.
Stay away from them Zans.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is episode 20.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We're
episode 20.
I'm pretty lit for it. Ugh. That was a real moment of silence.
I hate alcohol, bro.
Damn.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Look at this bottle, bro. Look where the bottle's at, bro.
Like, dude. Like, it's so depressing, right?
It's too much.
Anyway, you said, can you, or should you?
You don't fuck with the rim?
I don't like alcohol, bro. I'm not a drinker. If I drink, I drink beer.
Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know what y'all favorite drinks are.
Favorite drinks.
favorite thing to drink.
Give us some fucking, what do you call those? Suggestions.
Oh, like cocktail suggestions?
Like shit we ain't never, you know what I'm saying? Shit we don't drink that we wouldn't know of.
You ever had a Manhattan?
I used to make all this shit.
You know how to make drinks?
I don't know if I still remember, but.
You said I was a mixologist back in the day.
I was trying, you know, trying stuff out.
Shit, I ain't never been no.
I got some of them on my Instagram, I think.
I'm not no drinker, man.
Shit, y'all know me.
I'm not a drinker.
I can't believe this was.
I used to be a smoker real much, but now I'm
real
just.
Real much.
A lot of much.
A lot of much. I don't know which one is worse. She said a lot of much.
I used to be a real big drinker.
There you go. That was a good sentence.
I'm drunk, man.
He said, I done got you drunk. He said, when is it a, what'd you say? When is it a good time? Or should you, like.
Wait, which one?
Your emotion, like letting them go. Like,
oh,
in the
oh,
moment.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
emotion,
yeah, I
like,
say.
How you phrase it?
I say, regardless of the situation.
Yeah,
regardless. No matter what the fuck is going on.
Dude, context is everything, bro.
Nope, it's not.
How is it not?
Hell
like,
no.
We can have a conversation about that statement you just made.
But we can't.
That predication you just made.
Okay, let me.
Regardless of the
situation. Okay, let me make the statement.
Oh, well,
okay.
What this nigga finna say
okay,
now?
Let me make the statement. Okay, let me make the statement. If I say regardless of the situation, should you hide your feelings or express your feelings? Regardless of the situation. I feel like, me personally,
in the moment, okay, go ahead.
In the moment, regardless of the situation, I'm gonna speak however the fuck I feel.
Yeah, wow, he just sounded drunk.
I'm gonna speak however I want to feel. I'm gonna speak however I want. I'm not hiding no emotions. I'm not hiding no feelings.
Oh, so we can run that back. He's gonna speak however. Damn. All right. In my mind, that's why you can't say regardless of the situation.
You can.
I mean, you can, but I'm just saying, in my head, you know, it depends on, like, what happens or, like, what's going on, right?
You got to be able to play it cool.
Yeah, because you have to be able to play it cool.
No, you don't.
Nigga, what the fuck? What if you in public?
What if?
And something just, like, really, you just find out something really.
What if?
Nigga, okay, how about you at a kid's birthday party? How about that?
I don't care.
You with your girl and shit, and you, I don't know, hypothetically
I'm
speaking.
I'm with my girl right now.
Something,
I'm
you find out, she found out you cheat from across.
I'm a what, bitch? I'm a bitch! At the kid's party. I don't care.
Nigga, you not even standing next to her. You across the pool.
Don't
nigga.
Care. I'm a what?
This nigga.
I'm okay. I'm like, hey, come here.
Hey.
I'm going to come here.
Everybody like, oh, shit.
I'm like, come here, babe. Come here real quick. Check it out.
You know what?
Let's go take a walk. I'm going to smoke this square. I don't want to smoke around the kids. Don't want to excuse. Don't want to excuse. I don't want to smoke around the kids. Take this walk with me. And then, I'm not holding that shit. You getting your ass beat in this little trail over here behind the house. I'm not holding shit in. Yeah. Fuck that. And I don't give a fuck about the situation.
You might. What if you had a funeral?
Don't care. I mean, I might.
Man. Damn.
Now look. I'm gonna look. Okay, look. I'll plan like this.
You ain't even involved in a funeral.
Nope. Fuck that.
Like,
I'm gonna say, look. You know how some people
he must be
like
friends with the motherfuckers.
Like man. I can speak my mind and not say it in an aggressive way. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's playing it cool.
But that's not. That's like if you do something. And it pissed me the fuck off. I could tell you, like, you just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
look at T, he getting like,
you know what I'm saying, though?
No, I could be, I could be mad,
I'm like, what the fuck, you just, you know what I'm saying?
Look how you're talking, so you can't bust up like
this. I can,
so, no, this is what I'm saying.
I can whisper.
Listen, no, the way I'm going to say, I'm just saying, hey, bitch, you know
I just, that's it! Like, it's just like that. Bitch, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, we in public, I'm like, man.
Wait
like,
till we get out this
morning. You know what I'm saying? Just wait till we walk down the street right here.
Don't walk in front of me.
But you know what I'm saying? That to me, I'm still speaking my feelings. I might just not outburst it. You know what I'm saying?
That's because you change your emotions. That mean you.
What if I'm not an aggressive ass person
you
like
still
that?
Playing it cool. Still playing it cool. Your tone.
But the tone don't. Like I said, I'm still speaking my feelings. I'm still expressing how I feel. I'm not holding shit back. You know, something like you said.
Definitely holding shit back.
How?
Nigga, because shit turn you up on the immediate response. It'll turn you up.
But I'm turned up
still.
So
it'll be better.
I'm still turned up.
It'll be better in certain situations to be able to play it cool, like my man said.
Because I'm still turned up, though. I'm not playing it cool. Me playing it cool is you pissing me the fuck off, and I'm just like,
I'm a whisper, you know what I'm saying?
No, but
that's not you, though.
But I'm still doing it. Me playing it cool is like, I get pissed off, and I'm like, I ain't going to say shit because we at this fucking funeral. Me playing it cool is, all right, I'm not going to say shit.
So that's what you were doing.
That's playing it cool.
That's what you were doing.
But I'm not playing it cool because I'm speaking on it. You know I'm acknowledging the situation.
But you just said that you're playing it cool.
You're playing it cool.
You just said you
wait till we get out of here.
That's me playing it cool. I'm saying. But I'm saying that I'm not playing it cool.
You is playing it cool.
You just said you was playing it cool. Because
you changing your tone up.
No, but that's not me playing it cool. No, I'm saying he hypothetical.
Said,
I'm just saying hypothetical.
No, I'm just saying. This is what you said.
Bro, that's him trying to fuck me up. That's him.
Hell no, bro. You just said, this is me playing it cool. But I'm not playing it cool.
Right, I'm speaking saying, if I was playing it cool, I wouldn't respond to it. How don't you get that?
We're confused.
How? I'm not playing it cool because I'm speaking on it. If I was, I'm not going to speak on it. What are you confused on?
Nothing, bro.
How are you confused?
That was just...
Your ass slow. Your ass slow.
I am not the only one that feels like, what the fuck was that?
Like, he said, if I was playing it cool... This will be me playing it cool.
Are you playing it cool or not?
But I'm not playing it cool.
I'm not.
That's what we're trying to... Are you playing it cool or no?
No, I'm... We're saying...
But if you got to change your tone up then...
That's not. What? Even if
you're
anything...
Because you know you're trying to... You're in a certain situation. You're in a public place or something. So you're playing it cool by changing your tone.
But what if I don't yell anyway? What if we get it? But we're not. I'm not talking about me. I'm just speaking in general. I'm just saying.
No, well, we're talking about you.
Okay, then yeah.
Because we're talking about how the fact you said I'm playing it cool, but I'm not playing it cool.
That's what y'all confused on. Y'all thought I was saying me.
We listening to the words that's coming out your mouth.
So we're trying to
this fucking guy knows how we talk on this podcast. I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying me in general. I'm not saying me. I'm not
that's
talking
the
about.
Same
oh my
thing.
God, that's not the same
that's
thing.
Not really the same thing.
No.
I'm not talking
it's
about me.
I'm talking about
being
general.
No,
you're talking about other people in general.
I'm
you
speaking,
in general. You...
No, I'm speaking for other people. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Y'all ass is slow. That's like me saying you, but I'm not talking about you directly. I'm saying you in general. You see what I'm saying now?
Do
you get what I'm saying now?
Sure.
So you don't get it? Fucking y'all ass slow. Y'all ass is slow.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
bro. It's us.
It is, y'all. Because it makes sense.
This is democracy, though.
Yeah, it makes sense. Y'all ass just slow. But I guess...
We're going to have an awkward silence now because everybody's all fucking slow.
First of all, three people cannot be confused.
Yes, three like, people can.
It be...
Shoot,
obviously, it's
you're not him. Making it make sense to like.
I mean, I'm not trying to now because y'all are fucking lost. So anything
we
I say.
We listening to you.
Anything I say, y'all are like,
no, but. No, but what you said is like, I'm not talking about me. That's like, what I'm talking about me.
That's, no, general. I'm not. Oh my God. That's like okay, me being the devil's advocate, bro. Like, what the fuck?
The devil ain't a lie.
Like, see what I'm talking about? That's this jackass fucking confusing y'all. That's this dude doing that shit. That's not me.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, on another note.
Do you believe in saying you're single until you are married? No, ain't no girl going for that until you're married. So you got a fiance and you motherfucking single. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, hey, I'm single, but I got this fiance.
Yeah, well, I don't even.
I think anybody who believes that saying that you're single until you're married just want to do them until they're married. Because that's the only sense. That's the only other sense that it could make. Cause how are you single if you have a girlfriend? Like how?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you say you're single in your relationship, that's just you wanting to.
I'm single. What you doing wrong? I'm getting married.
You know what I'm saying? I'm engaged to this bitch right here, but I'm single like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a pretty dumb question, but you know, some people do that shit.
Yeah, I don't. Because it's different stages to this shit.
I mean,
nigga, if you get married, like, there's a couple, like, 3-4 stages that done happened before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all talking stage, boyfriend, girlfriend, that, fiance.
I mean, I get you, but if you my girlfriend, I'm not single. I'm not single. You're my girlfriend.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't say you're single until you're married if you're in a relationship. That shit don't make sense. That shit don't make sense. Anybody who think that just
somebody wanted them. Somebody who's cheating said this.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Whoever say that, you want some other shit. You definitely want some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Because what the fuck? That's like saying, my girl ain't single, but I'm single. I'm her man, but I'm single. Like, what the fuck? You doing some other shit. You fucking somebody else. That's all that means.
Same topic. You think a couple should live together before they get married?
Yeah.
Before they're married? Yes. Hell yeah. Before you're married? Hell yeah.
Yes. Because you learn a lot about somebody when you live with them.
I don't disagree.
You definitely learn a lot about somebody when you live with them.
I'm just talking. I'm just throwing out shit.
That's just like, saying, should you have sex with somebody before you marry them?
Oh, yeah. I said, okay, here we go. We got Marissa in the house.
Now.
Right?
You see how pretty her two cents? Okay, babe.
That, yes, you should, because I don't know.
Before you marry, I don't know nobody that's going to marry somebody and then move in with them. Like, y'all usually move in with each other.
They used to do that shit back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, white people for sure. They...
Hell yeah.
Shit. In the house talking about some, oh no, mama.
Married the wrong motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, it's abusive. Hey, that's abusive as fuck. You would have knew that if you would have lived with him already.
Yeah, that way, I don't agree with that shit. It makes no sense.
Yeah, you definitely learn the motherfucker living with them. You see what they comfortable with. You see how they comfortable living. You see what they okay with doing and not doing in their house. Yes, you should definitely live with somebody.
What's your opinion, bro?
That's important. That's like a critical stage in a relationship.
Definitely.
That can make or break it.
Yeah. Yeah, cause
you stand waking up seeing your ass.
If you a dirty ass motherfucker, I come live in your crib and you just dirty.
You get married to a motherfucker and you don't know. They only cleaned up because they knew you was coming.
Oh God, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
I get to live with you and you dirty as hell. I'm like, damn. Like,
that hour, like, motherfucker was cleaning up, ready.
Yeah,
So who heals faster after a breakup?
There we go.
Yeah, men or women, huh?
Heals faster, like legit, 100% heal.
Women, for sure.
I would say men.
I'm not gonna lie.
I would say men.
Men heal. We gonna heal faster. Females move on faster than we do.
Females hold on to shit.
Yep. Female nigga.
We hold on to shit.
Shit. That'd be 13 years ago you broke that bitch heart. She fucking niggas ain't shit.
Fuck you, Leroy.
Yeah, say like y'all say you break up or whatever and y'all run into each other years later, she's gonna bring that shit up.
Yes. We not gonna do that. We gonna, man, don't go that bitch I used to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I used to fuck with that bitch back in the day. We gonna keep it pushing. She gonna be, oh, look at this ain't shit ass nigga. He did me poking. They're like, dude, let it go, bro. We definitely heal faster. They just move on faster than us. They definitely move on faster.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even prepared to talk about this.
How not?
I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
in
a hard.
Some
that's
situations,
a hard.
Though,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
I don't get them. I get females, but I don't get them on that level. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's. Y'all got nigga. They put on makeup. They good this shit.
Don't lie. Nobody understands females. Females don't understand females.
No shit.
You know we don't understand them. They don't understand each other.
So how can we? How can we make a you know, a statement saying that they heal faster than we
because
do.
We witness it. All right, what do you mean? That's like if you know a girl with her boyfriend and she her and her boyfriend break up.
Not all actors.
Y'all fucking TV. 2 days later. 2 days. She already moved on. Dude, still no, single as hell.
Some people know.
Dude, not, single as hell.
That don't mean she moved on, bro. That don't mean
dude, single as hell. Her, she out here getting fucked already. She done been moved on. She done let that nigga go already.
Well, I can make a lot of that shit. I can make a lot of arguments against that because I feel like females do have a tendency to like, you know what. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, and even in the angry shit or even in the, like, caught in the moment shit, they just caught in the moment. And they just end up, oh, she's like, oh, afterwards, she's like, damn, I just got fucked. My bad. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, my bad.
Like, no, like, y'all just.
I was
no.
motherfucking bullshit.
Like, my bad.
My bad.
My bad. Like, I mean, they don't be saying it out loud, but it's just like, you know, something they keep to themselves. I'm just saying. Like, oh,
yeah, but
shit.
Just like men, though, they just, be.
Shit.
But look, I feel like it's both ways.
Can't be both ways.
Men are just as fucked up as
this or that
could be. Either gender could be just as fucked up as the other.
I mean, I
just
guess.
As emotional as the other. Yeah. Just as confused.
It,
as
it
the
depends
other.
On the person. I guess
it's all about fucking communicating, especially in a relationship.
She said communicating.
Here she go. This
go and take
shit.
Him to church.
This our favorite shit. Go ahead, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
That's how shit gets confused.
Yeah, you gotta communicate.
People,
some people don't know how to communicate either.
Okay, like, check me out. Since you want to talk about communication, what if somebody's just a manipulator?
A gauntlet.
Okay, well,
what if I'm communicating with you, but I'm lying the whole time?
No. What? See, only you do shit.
I'm
that.
Just saying.
You're going with that. That makes no sense.
How don't that make sense?
Like, what?
How don't that make sense?
If you feel like, if you sitting here, are we talking about relationship wise or just.
Yeah, you're talking about relationship.
Okay, so relationship wise, if we're communicating, I feel like all you do is lie, you gotta go.
But what if you don't know I'm lying? That's what I'm talking about. What if somebody's just on my narrator?
Oh my god, I don't want to talk about this. Thing.
How? People can be manipulators, is what I'm saying.
Okay. So, you can't tell a manipulator?
Can you?
I'm a manipulator radar.
You can for real tell when somebody's using
but
you.
You can tell.
Using?
Really?
How? You can't always tell that shit. You can't always tell. Hell no. Especially if it's somebody you fucking with. If you think you fucking with this person, you don't know that. They could. You could just be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? You're not thinking of them using you. Whole time they manipulating shit at you, using the shit at you.
First of all, a person that's manipulating somebody is gonna eventually show the same actions over and over again.
Not necessarily. It's good liars.
A smart
bro.
Fucking person will catch on and be like, okay.
A smart person.
This is like not.
And how many people are smart people from the average person?
Some people have common sense.
There you go. What you say? What you say? Say it again. Say it again. What you say? You said how many people?
Me and
no,
some
no, no.
People.
What'd you say?
What'd
you say? Some people. Some people. Yeah, some people do, and some. The majority don't. The majority don't.
And that's why.
Dumb as hell.
People get used all the time.
And that's
don't
why
even know it.
7.999% of relationships are fucked up.
What the fuck? Where did that number come from? Where did that fucking number come from?
That's what
I said
7.999.
I said 87.99.
She said 79.999.
Did you think he was gonna slide on that?
She oh tried God. It on a podcast.
But yeah, I was just making some shit up. But I'm just saying.
She made her own statistics.
She got numbers.
But yeah, we got
Marissa, Marissa, how much? How much?
Damn. Hell no.
Oh, man. I know you didn't think you was going to slide with that fucking number. But what was you saying? Go on ahead. 72.97.
Communication is key, goddammit. That's what I'm saying.
Went back to the main plan. When in doubt.
At the end of the day.
Go back to.
That's what I'm saying.
Communication.
You feel like if you is laying your head with somebody that you feel like you cannot open up to, you need to leave that fucking person. Because what the fuck are y'all doing? So, like, it's not fair to leave somebody in the dark.
The point I was making was, how do you know that, though? What if you can, this is what I was saying. What if you can open up to this person, but this person is lying to you? But what I'm saying is, people are good liars. It's people that will feed you shit all day and be fucking lying about everything.
And
you would be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. So you're just like, damn, you're just going along with like
the naive people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers will feed you lies, bro. And if you feed it to it, because you don't know no better. So for you to say, I know you, you would never know. People can be good ass liars and they can back it up. It's some people that are good liars that can vouch for they lie and be like, oh yeah, I can do this and this and blah blah blah, this will happen. And you'll be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So you'll be like, shit, they legit. Whole time they're not. Motherfuckers be lying. That's what I've been saying. So how would you know? You can't know. You can say communication is key all day, and we can talk all day, and I'd be lying to your fucking face. The whole day, we could be talking to you, be damn. Me and Bay talk about everything, and I'm fucking lying the whole time, and you will never know.
Well, more or less, what she's getting at is like, that's most humans have hope that the person they dealing with ain't.
I mean, right? You have
that, some type of morality,
right? You know but what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. But you still got
at a certain point they gonna like break you or something gonna happen. Like, oh damn! That's what like, you know what? Look, these ain't even real boss jeans. I live on the south side, and that's my girlfriend's car outside. Like,
I don't give a fuck what situation somebody's in a relationship. Eventually, people wake up and they'll be like, what the fuck is
you
this?
You think so?
Or with the yes. It may take, it don't matter if it'll take a motherfucker 12 years, however the fuck.
It does matter.
Look, but look, I personally won't look.
What I'm saying is, what if all that time goes by?
They go another number that Marissa just
What I'm saying is, what if you go all this time? Like you said, let's say 12 years. You go all these 12 years of being lied to and being misled this whole time. And now you finally come to your senses. Now it's too late.
Too late for what?
Anything. It's over with. I done did my job.
Between fucking...
I got what I wanted.
10 years
of pussy. I'm good.
I got what I wanted. It don't matter. Between 1 month and 20 years, you can still get your ass left.
It don't matter. I don't understand. What if by that time you come to your senses, you'd be like, damn, this motherfucker using me. I done got everything I fucking wanted from you. So okay. when you wake up and be like, damn.
That shit I didn't even want.
You gonna wake up and be like, damn, this motherfucker a liar. By that time, I'm like, so... Yeah, I am.
I see you.
I got everything. Cool. Now what?
Back to when you got to take it as a loss and say, fuck it. It is what it is.
I mean, yeah.
Life goes on.
I guess, but shit. It could take too long. Shit. You to my 12 years. God damn. You fucking slow. You got to be slow. Well, I mean, I hear you.
Damn.
I hear you.
That damn number came out.
Shit, 12 years, I'll be what, 36?
7.9.
I only think she said a full double digit number.
That's all I asked. I was like, you said seven. She said, I said,
No. I caught it because, like, first of all, she was spitting, like,
she
said, probably 7.9.
I said 87.9.
She said 70.99%.
She didn't even say no double digit, nigga. She said 7. I swear to God. 7.974.
I'm telling you, it was 7.
You still have some chicken?
Huh? Yeah.
All right, bet. Hogan fun. shit, what we doing? Double episodes today?
Yeah, we can do 2 episodes. We got 10 more minutes for this one.
10 more minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. At the end of the day.
Here we go. I'm listening.
It's like... Shit is getting old. Motherfuckers is too... It's too late in time for motherfuckers to be playing with
but
people.
But look, check me.
That's your that's what that's what you think.
But you get what I'm trying to say. But like,
that's what you
it's
think.
It's gonna be 2020.
That's what
like,
you, look.
People
that's what I'm saying.
Should be trying
for
to
us,
like
motherfuckers was born in 2003 and motherfucking 20.
That's what I'm saying. You got to remember, bro. That's how you think. That's what you think.
I'm born in 95. So
that's what you think. I'm saying, motherfucker. Some people don't catch on like we might. We might look at shit and be like, what the fuck do you using the shit at you? And motherfuckers be, no, they not. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they not. They love me. You like, dude. Like, no, bro. Like, no, they don't. And motherfuckers be, no, no, no. That all depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? So,
for years, is a good number.
Yeah. Every situation depends on the person.
I mean, yeah.
Everybody can say, I would do this and I would do that if I was in this situation, but... You wouldn't know what you would do unless you were really in the situation.
Yes, the fuck you would.
Yeah, no,
you yes, you would.
No, you wouldn't.
What? How wouldn't I? What subject can you speak on that you wouldn't know how you would react to? None. Because you know if anything happened, you know how you're going to react because you know how it's going to make you feel.
Some stuff hits you out of nowhere.
You
never experienced it or something like
that. I mean,
shocked,
but that's brand new shit.
That's what it's still.
I mean, I guess that's brand new shit. If you gonna speak on that, then yeah, that's something. That's some brand new
something
shit.
Something you never experienced before.
I mean, yeah, but that's like if we gonna speak. If you gonna say you can't speak on what somebody said they wouldn't deal with. That's like if you've been cheated on before and you know somebody get cheated on.
Like if a close family member died, you could say, "I don't know how I take it." You ain't gonna know how to accept this shit.
I mean,
yeah. You may say that you'll break down whatever the case may be, but at that time you don't know until you feel that type of pain. You don't know what you're gonna do because everybody reacts differently. Everybody takes shit differently, so there's no way of knowing how you're gonna react to something. If somebody fucking come in here right now with a big ass shotgun, you gonna tell me you wouldn't know how to react?
Yes.
Put it in the oven. I don't know
yes.
What
exactly
I'm
do.
Yes. Fuck that. I know. Yes.
Okay.
I know exactly what I'm gonna do.
What?
How?
Well, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I got a few different scenarios.
First of all, the only place
I just got
that
a few
we
different
can go
scenario.
Is out this front door right
oh,
now.
Oh, no, there's a lot that can happen.
You have to think.
It's four of us.
This is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, out of all four, if something was happening right now, somebody was to open this door and come with a shotgun, out of all four of us, one or two of us is getting out this door.
No,
not
we
even.
Can all get out
not
this
even.
Door.
Not even. I wouldn't even say that. What nobody
nah, because I don't think yeah. Love
true.
I ain't
going to lie. Get out this door.
I ain't going to lie. What nobody
but look, but
ain't nobody going to leave.
He going to die.
Ain't nobody going to leave.
He going to die.
My keys are my firm. My keys
you,
are right here.
I don't even know fuck.
You ever had a gun pulled up on you? Have you ever had a gun pulled on you? Like legit pulled
well,
on you?
First of all, so we all sitting here and you hear that door slide open, we're not going to be like, what the fuck? You
yes.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
first,
ain't no, as you expect
the first
somebody,
thing we finna do, look, all niggas is finna get up on their toes.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. For that situation,
yeah,
I got to think about it.
Your situation, your back fist against
the but still,
no,
exactly
know,
my point.
Exactly
my point. Back is this way. So if somebody was to come in this door and I'm not expecting nobody to come here, I know you're not, he's not,
this
I know he's not.
House. That's why
who
he's
the fuck is gonna come here?
Right.
My first instinct, I'm gonna grab this bottle that's right in front of me and I'm gonna be like, who the fuck is this?
You pop.
Even if I see a big ass shotgun, even I'm gonna be like, oh shit. In my head, I'm gonna be like, oh shit. But I'm gonna throw this big ass bottle.
That'll discombobulate
a little bit. I'm gonna throw this motherfucker. I'm gonna freeze.
Hell
I'm gonna be like,
no.
Whoa, what the fuck? But I'm gonna throw this.
I see if it was a Draco. He grabbed a Draco and turned around. So
even if
that might startle me.
And you gotta think.
I got a shotgun. He got a bottle. I'm popping.
I mean, you gonna pop me, but that's cool. That at that time, you gotta think about what the fuck is gonna happen. Even if somebody was coming here with a shotgun, motherfucker's first instinct is, I'm not finna see nobody. Motherfucker's not really prepared to shoot no gun when they run and do no shit like that. Motherfuckers don't be expecting to shoot nobody. They got that shit to scare a motherfucker. So if I was to see that, I'm throwing this bitch so quick. By the time I throw that bitch, a shotgun ain't gonna fucking aim this far. The buckshots might hit some, y'all.
Me.
The buckshot. The buckshot. You know what I'm saying? Like, the buckshots might touch y'all, but y'all ain't gonna get hit. Y'all ain't gonna get hit like that. I'll be on my toes, bro. I can speak for me. Me speaking for me, I would know how to react on any situation that would happen to me. Because I know how I think.
I know how I think. So I won't say that.
You sound like James Bond.
I won't say that everybody will be like, oh, Negro no. Like, version. People say that shit. Oh, you're going to do that? No, bro. I know what I'm going to do.
But just
my like, life is on the line. I'm not thinking about shit else.
Just like how we was talking about earlier. If the world ends, I'm just out the fucking blue, you going to know how to react. I'm not
Carl Leroy, get the gun.
I'm
going to
be in disbelief. I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to be in disbelief, and that's why you're going to die, because you're going to fucking panic. Oh, that's why. That'd be people's downfall. You have to think, when shit like that happened, your natural instincts have to kick in. You have to think, I have to survive. You want to live, don't you? You don't want to die?
No.
Okay, then. It's that simple. I do not want to die. So if right now something was to happen, my first instinct is, how the fuck can I live this?
At the end of the day, if we're in a situation, life or death, I want to live. But if this shit is... It's too much. Like,
ain't no such thing as too much. Your natural instincts are gonna kick in. You are gonna do whatever you have to do to survive, no matter
what.
No matter what the situation is. Anybody say, "Oh, I would just..." No, you would not. Your natural instincts are... Nobody wants to die. Nobody.
What if Bird Box was real?
What if? I die. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. My eyes will be open.
I know how many steps it is here from here to the
My
door.
Eyes will be open like a motherfucker.
I see him!
I'm gonna be just quick. I need 2 seconds.
I thought you had to be silent, right?
No. That's quiet Gross. Place.
Yeah, that's
Bird Box. Quiet place. Stuff Bird like Box is the one you can't
see. You
know
Bird
shit.
Box? What?
Oh, yeah, okay. I
With
forgot.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
I seen it, I forgot.
That's the one you can't see. Get shit wrong. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So, okay.
I didn't like that
quiet
place,
though.
I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. We fell asleep in the quiet place.
You got papers?
No.
You look like
him. I usually have papers, but no, I don't have any. I told Marissa to fucking buy some, but sometime. Nope. No papers.
Well, my bad. Looks like we need to get a book.
Looks like you need to go buy some papers.
Two more.
Oh.
But, yeah, we almost done with this episode.
Check a box.
3 minutes.
Check a box.
What you mean, check a box? Fuck is dude talking about?
Shit sounded right.
Bird Box is not a bad movie. Why am I the only one taking shots?
Because you're the only one. Because
you're the only one that's doing this. You know what I'm saying? You can get up and pour her a shot.
Somebody take a shot?
You're the one that's only.
Get up and pour her a shot.
Pour a shot just for you.
Do you know what? Do you know what I do when I want a motherfucker to take a shot with me?
He pour everybody a shot.
That's what I do.
So I gotta get out of my
life. Like, yeah, like.
You inconsiderate, man. You don't care how I'm finna get to the crib. You just gonna pull my shit.
It's time to go.
That's how my cousin is.
Two fingers, dude. Hey, but damn!
Your shot was big.
Double shit.
Yeah.
Let me see your cup.
Shit.
Don't do
that. Chill, get no fucking. I don't. Just like you said, like, how I'm finna get to the crib. Shit, but just being real, we finna keep you pushing on the episode 2.
Where'd you just go?
I wish he would've got some pizza or some shit. That'd have been nice.
I should've brought some food, huh?
Would've been nice.
Marissa just made some pasta and some chicken.
And 6 pieces of chicken.
What the fuck was that?
How you gonna react? How you gonna react?
Right.
That'd be hard.
Right, damn.
My first reaction would be, damn. I'd be like, when shit like that happened, I'd be like, I know my shit cracked. You know how much I drop my phone? I'd be like, I know my shit cracked.
Yeah.
I get up, my shit
like, cracked. No, actually, every time I drop my phone, I just had that. Like, because it was back in the day, like, phones weren't as durable as they are now.
That's the first
and
thing.
Back in the day, and it's like, boom.
Yep.
False alarm.
I'd be damn, my shit cracked. I'm picking up not cracked. I'd be dead.
I'd be happy. Feel a little bit better.
Yeah, but I like how my phone is with no cables, bro.
As soon as I take it off,
that shit too smooth, bro. It's too slick. It's like water.
That's why. No matter where I set my phone down, it slides. No matter where I set it down, it will slide. I'm like, what the fuck?
That shit on purpose.
I leave it on the bed. It's sliding off the damn
mic. On the bed?
Yeah, it slides off my pillow.
I'm just kidding. She said it slid down my pillow. You got a slimy ass pillow. Fuck out of here.
Oh, it's all right,
Chum, tell us.